WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy directed all employees in his department to respond to Elon Musk's directed email that requires all employees in the government to list five accomplishments or face termination. Other federal agencies are telling their workers not to respond. That contributes to confusion, says ABC's Karen Travers in Washington.
It's also important to note that when the administration has gone to court, they have actually said, White House lawyers have said in court, that Elon Musk has no formal or actual authority to make government decisions. They have said that he is operating in an advisory capacity, which would certainly indicate he doesn't have the ability then to just say over a tweet, a message on X, that people can get fired.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his government hopes to sign a deal in Washington. Negotiators working with the U.S. to get U.S. access to Ukrainian mineral rights. Grammy winner Roberta Flack has died at 88. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There was a big fire this morning over near Penn Park. It happened on Taft Street just after midnight. Firefighters had to rescue six people from the building. Now, eight people don't have a place to live after the damage. The Red Cross has been deployed to help them figure out next steps. The Madison Fire Department says the smoke alarms were working properly, and now they're investigating what caused that fire. And gas prices are dropping across the country. Melissa Kay has our weekly update.
Average gas prices have fallen 4.3 cents over the last week. The average today is $2.86 per gallon. This is 12.2 cents lower than a month ago and over 16 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say to enjoy the slight declines while they last. As we inch closer to March, the typical March madness will eventually take hold. With the changeover to summer gasoline, we're likely to see upward movement in the weeks ahead.
Today in Dane County, the average price for a gallon of regular is $2.86. And we've got warm weather headed our way this week. That's impacting winter recreation across Wisconsin. We're expecting highs in the 40s all week, except for today, where 50 is in the forecast. Ice skating at Madison Parks is officially done for the season. It's a short run. Rinks just opened in December. People flocked to the parks yesterday to get one last skate in. But if some outdoor skating was on your winter bucket list, there is one more place. As of this morning, the rink at the Edgewater is still open this week. They're usually closed Monday and Tuesday, so according to their website, skaters will be on the ice on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Dane County snowmobile trails are closed too, an even shorter season. They only had 5 or 6 days. Last year, they had about a week as well. We're not the only ones. With warmer weather all week, trails closed in lots of counties up north too. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a 5-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? Head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them today, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A blast of spring today. Under mostly sunny skies, high temperatures soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, with a west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It will become cloudy tonight, with lows falling below freezing. And another mild day tomorrow, with highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Right now, 47 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform the Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Coming up this hour, we're going to start off and talk about banks. First of all, in just a little bit, I think this is important. I'm worried.
I'm worried.
Are Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin missing out on the sycophant Olympics? They can't wait. All the good stuff's going to be gone.
All that sweet prime pork.
Exactly. So we'll address that in just a little bit. The last half hour of the show, as we always do, we try to lighten things up just to take a little break for a minute. The issue of our time, Greg Bach, is still on the table. Daylight saving time.
This is a battle that's never going to be.
People have very strong opinions about this, and daylight saving time kicking in on March 9th, Sunday, March 9th. So we want to hear from you, yes or no. Daylight saving time, should it stay or should it go?
And how mad does it make you?
We'll wrap it up as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it's from Calvin, the Cheetos Art Edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, if you have a guest you think we should have, if you think there's a topic in your community, no matter where you are across the state of Wisconsin, let us know about it at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. As promised, though, we're going to talk about banks. I don't exactly understand why they want to do this, okay, except to make more money.
There it is.
It was my understanding that banks are doing pretty good. Are banks in trouble? Are they having money problems? Is Jamie Dimon not be able to afford another yacht?
See, Jane, I don't know if you know this, but they were part of a huge thing called the economic collapse of 2008.
I do remember something about that vaguely.
And then don't worry, George W. Bush came in and he gave them a bunch of money, so he made sure they didn't go out of business, because that's what the first rule of capitalism is that if you're in trouble, ask the government for help. That's the first rule of capitalism.
Bail me out,
please, using the what? Taxpayers' money.
Politico is reporting that congressional Republicans want legislative action now to undo the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's overdraft rule. This protects consumers against excessive and deceptive, overdraft fees that can cost Americans billions of dollars every year. Overdraft fees affect a huge portion of American families. 17% of households with checking accounts paid overdraft fees in 2023. Doing this would open the door for $35 overdraft fees, and that would cost American households about $225 a year.
I don't... If you're voting for, this is cruel. This is mean. These banks don't need that extra money. This is greedy. This is disgusting. How can you be on board and say, yeah, I'm going to vote for that. I'm going to vote yes for that. Besides the whole lobbying in my pocket type of thing. Like, I mean, I just imagine these people are cruel now. They're cruel.
Well, I'm trying to come up with the argument on their side. We can't let these terrible moochers who are bouncing checks to not be punished to some extent.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone is saying get rid of all overdraft fees and don't hold these people accountable. It's controlling the amount of the overdraft fee, because isn't it fair to assume if I have to bounce a check, that means I am lacking the money to cover that check?
Yep, exactly.
And tacking on these extra overdraft fees is going to leave me even further in the hole.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
But that's the thing, is the banks don't have to care, because that negative balance in your account will sit there until you eventually put more money in there. And they don't care where you get that money, whether you have to go to a quick loan place,
payday lender,
take on a second job, ask for help. They don't care, as long as that little red account comes back into the black, and then they get to take your money away from you. I mean, it's just so simple and so easy for them. And if, in my world, I wouldn't charge. If I don't know when the last time you bounced a check was. The last time I bounced a check, I was in my maybe my late teens, early 20s. You do that once, give them a warning. It's not something I'm proud of doing. It's not something I want to do, but let me know that this is what's happened. This is what has happened, and this is what will happen the next time. But we shouldn't be dinging people for these moments of, I don't know, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it just seems cruel and mean and unjust to do this. And the banks can do it because they can, even though they're sitting on billions of dollars to begin with, because they're making great amounts of money. I don't know, but I've never heard Chase Bank is really, you know. Are they hurting? Do they need that extra $25 from me?
The executive director of Accountable.us, Tony Clark, says undoing the overdraft fee rule is a gift to big banks and a gut punch to the wallets of millions of Americans across the country. Deceitful and excessive overdraft fees cost Americans billions of dollars a year. The Trump administration and Republicans in Congress don't seem to care anymore about lowering costs for Americans now that they're in charge. This is just the latest broken promise from the GMP, who have used their time and power to already cater to special interests over hardworking Americans. Again, this is from Politico. Just a reminder, day one, Donald Trump rescinded the Biden executive order designed to lower prescription costs. I don't think a lot of Americans were clamoring for that.
No.
It seems like Big Pharma would be kind of clamoring for that.
And there's never an explanation. Tell me. I'm going to get a t-shirt for Matt and Aaron Ayers. It says, show your work. And it says, Greg, because that's becoming my language right now. You want to get rid of those things? You want to enforce higher overdraft fees? You want to get rid of capping medicine prices? Okay. Tell me how that benefits the American people. How does that benefit your grandma?
How does that help?
Who might have 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 medications she's on. How does that benefit her? Tell me, and maybe we won't look at you as absolute money monsters. I use other words, but I'm FCC compliant.
That's right. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are talking about the Trump administration doing away with actually opening the doorway for big banks to charge higher overdraft fees. Yeah. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Great show. As always, this is just a banner. The fleecing of America through the private schools, and everybody's going to pay for both schools. It's nuts. It's nuts, and people need to wake up. Oh, and by the way, if your representative don't come to your town hall, Have your own gall darn town halls and talk about what you want to do about the fleecing of America and what they're doing to our communities and our homes and our kids, because this is serious stuff, folks, and I'm glad for the people that are out there fighting. And call your representative, because they don't know what you're thinking unless you tell them. So thank you, guys, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much, Jean. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Yeah, if they're not going to come to us, I guess we're going to have to go to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, don't you feel like gall darn is like the closest that Jean gets to cussing?
It's because Jean's a very nice person.
I am not going to bring up the entire thing, but I just want to point out something that's very funny to me about what we're talking about right now versus a comment on in the text we got earlier, referring to liberals as money grubbers. I'm not going to use the actual term because I found it gross, but referring to liberals wanting all the money all the time, expecting it, taking it. Listen to what we're just talking about right now, and you explain to me how liberals are the ones who are the problem here. The banks, with their own lobbying firms and special interests who write the laws along with Big Pharma, going to our legislators, by the way, Republican, Democrat, and Independent alike,
yep,
going to their offices saying, you want to get reelected? Here's something you need to vote on. Tell me how this is just a liberal versus a conservative thing. In my opinion, this, these banks are the ones who are the money grubbers who need. I mean, someone on the text line said that Wells Fargo already charges $35 for an overdraft fee. Are they going to kick up to 60?
Who knows?
Because they need all of the money. When is it going to be where these policies that are being enacted by our lawmakers through special interests are going to affect you, the Trump supporter, where you actually care eventually? Well, what is it going to take?
And I'm also curious as what is the all the hatred for the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau? Look at the title, Consumer Finance Protection Bureau.
Yeah.
Which to me says this is a bureau to protect Americans mm-hmm. from being fleeced and ripped off.
Yeah.
And yet this is an organization we want to kill? Don't tell me. I'm not very bright, you know, I'll get it. Who would benefit from killing the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau?
I'm going to go with the banks.
I would give it to any unscrupulous business.
Well, I would say any unscrupulous business and any lawmaker who might be lobbied by those groups as well. It's it stretches out, the tentacles stretch out long, and they have a lot of people in there. And it starts with things like this, where, I mean, honestly, like, it's just, you advocate for charging for more in banking fees, and lawmakers say yes to it. I just can't get over someone saying, well, yeah, of course, let's do that. It's so cruel, because those people, as you said, they're not bouncing checks on purpose. They're not check cutting.
I don't think they're bouncing checks on new Teslas. I don't think anybody's bouncing a check on a Tesla right now. But anyway,
it would probably break a Tesla if you bounced a check on it.
Different discussion. When we return, the Sycophant Olympics. You guys, don't wait. You're going to miss out. Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin, we're here to help you. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. You just don't know.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Mississippi has one of the country's worst records for protecting voting rights and advancing democracy reforms. So when pro-voter bills emerge from the state House and Senate, like in-person early voting and the ability to cure a mismatched absentee signature, democracy advocates take notice. Mississippi is one of only three states without some form of in-person early voting, along with Alabama and New Hampshire. The Mississippi Free Press reports that February 12th, the Mississippi Senate passed SB 2654, allowing 15 days of early voting, ending the Saturday before the election at noon. The Republican-sponsored bill passed 39-12, but even if the House advances, it may still be vetoed by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, who accused the bill's sponsor of making the state's elections less secure. The Mississippi House also took some positive steps. HB 1419 prohibits moving or closing a polling place location within 60 days of an election, sometimes used as a voter suppression tactic. HB 163 sets rules for absentee ballots where the signature on file doesn't match the signed outer ballot envelope and would give the voter a chance to cure the problem. And HB 288 would make each county's five election commissioners nonpartisan positions. All three bills now move to the Senate. We have more on these bills and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, the debate has not gone away. Daylight savings time, should it stay or should it go? Cue the clash. We'll kick that around after the 11:30 news. If you have strong feelings about it, I would love to hear from you. Daylight saving time. Some people want it instituted permanently. Some don't. The debate of the age, Greg Bach. People talk about this.
I understand that, but I feel like this is just Greg versus Jane part two from last year. Because we had a hotly contested debate about it last time, which I think I ended up like just peeking out at like, so my voice got so high, only dogs could hear me. So
we'll kick that around after the 11:30 news. Would love to hear from you about that. Right now, though, I'm worried. I am worried. Wisconsin Republicans are missing out on a great opportunity to impress and get in good with Donald Trump during his second administration. They're missing out on opportunities, Greg, and I think they need to pay attention.
What's been happening? I mean, well, Jane, they're too busy getting booed at town hall meetings.
Representative, a Republican from New York, Representative Claudia Tenney, now wants Donald Trump's birthday to be a federal holiday. Last week, the New York Congresswoman introduced in a news release the Trump's Birthday and Flag Day Holiday Establishment Act.
Ugh.
That will permanently codify June 14th as a federal holiday called Trump's Birthday and Flag Day. No, it's not a joke. This is not a joke. This is an actual bill introduced by the New York Republican. As she says, no modern president has been more pivotal for our country than Donald J. Trump. As both our 45th and 47th president, he's the most consequential president in modern American history. He needs to have his birthday as a federal holiday to recognize him as the founder of America's golden age, Greg.
I'm so glad I didn't eat before the show today, because I'd just be like, that literally, the way you read that text sounded like a bored, rich mom talking about her little boy who got all A's in finger painting. So it's really about he should have a birthday party that likes that no one's ever seen because he's a special boy, Donald. He's a special boy.
She's not alone. A number of Republicans trying to rename Dulles Airport for Donald Trump. And again, going back to my original point, Wisconsin Republicans, you are missing out.
All right.
On your chance to join the Sycophant Olympics. And if you wait too long, it's going to be too late.
It's true.
It's going to be too late.
All the good holidays, all the good...
all the good ideas are going to be gone.
Yeah, so we need to process some ideas. We need to help them out, Jane.
Get on it right now.
Yeah.
Get on it right now. Surely there's a water tower somewhere.
Oh.
They could commemorate as the Donald J. Trump Water Tower.
We could rename a species of cow after Donald Trump.
That's an idea.
Right there. I mean, he...
A particular cheese.
An orange cheese. And I say that with all respect, folks. I'm respecting our 45th and 47th president because, dear leader, it must be respected.
If you have ideas on what Wisconsin's Republicans can do to get into the race for the Sycophant Olympics... What should they put Donald Trump's name on in Wisconsin to show their loyalty?
I got one, Jane.
You do.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah.
We'll take that strip that's called, I think it's called like MLK Boulevard or something like that. We'll rename it Donald J. Trump Boulevard. Donald J. Trump Way. Because he's the way.
He's the way.
Because don't forget, he's done more for black people than anyone else has. And as he has said, quote, the blacks love me. So let's just rename that strip of road in Milwaukee after Donald Trump. I can see it right now. It's going to be great. Right next to the museum. He loves learn. He loves to learn.
Oh, yeah. Big proponent of learning. Dexter, listening on WAUK, how about a sewage treatment plant? We're looking. We're open to suggestions. There's no wrong answer to this.
Oh, there's no wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer to
no wrong answer whatsoever.
What should Wisconsin Republicans name after Donald Trump so they don't get left out of the Trump Sycophant Olympics?
I think we're doing, actually, this is like, of all the time I've been with Civic Media, and it's been a few years now, I feel like I've never done a greater service for this company, for the people, and I just say thank you for giving me the opportunity, Jane.
I'm happy to help. Lori from Shawano says Trump Derriere.
Oh, yes.
That, sure.
There you go.
That could not, that's fine. Hey, if June 14th is even considered to be something beyond Flag Day, then my mother should be included. Her name was Gladys. So it can be Flag Day, Donald Trump, and Gladys Day.
Okay.
That seems fair.
I like that.
855-752-4842. What should Wisconsin Republicans name after Donald Trump so they don't miss out on the Sycophant Olympics? Ollie from the North Woods is on the line. Good morning, Ollie.
Well, I have a suggestion that all the farmers from Wisconsin can put on their outhouses Trump Palace, because he's put our country in the crapper.
Write it down. I'm writing that one down,
we'll
Ollie.
Keep that one,
we got
Ollie.
That one. We got that one. Thank you very much, Ollie.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate you very much. I mean, really, like you said, the ideas are infinite, and there are no wrong answers.
There's no wrong answer.
Yeah. Maybe when, how about this? Every time the Green Bay Packers play the Chicago Bears, we call them the Chicago Trumps.
Sure.
Okay.
Again, there's no wrong answer.
And some of them aren't the best either. So
they don't have to be. Isn't Dom Salvia's birthday June 14th too?
Well, congratulations, Dom Salvia and Gladys. You're going to be celebrating your birthday on Flag Day and Trump's birthday.
If you have any other suggestions, please keep them coming. We'll pass them on to Wisconsin lawmakers, Republicans. Don't miss out, you guys. The Sycophant Olympics are underway. You're going to be left in the dust. Get on it now. News is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. Attorney General Josh Call has added Wisconsin to another lawsuit pushing back against the Trump administration. This one is over the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The bureau was created after the financial crisis of 2008. It protects American consumers by curbing unfair business practices, supervising banks and lenders, and making sure people know their rights. The White House and Elon Musk have ordered the bureau to stop nearly all its work. They also closed the bureau's offices for a week earlier this month. In the lawsuit filed with 22 other states, the coalition argues that the dismantling of the CFPB would cause significant harm to consumers and block enforcement of federal consumer protection laws. And a beloved Wisconsin tradition has ended for the season. Here's Lisa Hale.
Sunday was the final day in the 16-day-long sturgeon spearing season in the Lake Winnebago system. The Wisconsin DNR says 943 prehistoric fish were harvested this year. That doubled last year's harvest, even with poor water clarity issues. Harvest caps were not reached during the season. The 90 to 99% harvest trigger on the upriver lakes was hit, but that was late Sunday afternoon. The DNR adds that 63 fish weighing over 100 pounds were harvested this season.
And today is the last day to vote on names for five Madison snowplows. The Streets Division staff got more than 1,000 submissions. They include Jump Plow Around, Snowy Tribbiani, Antifreeze, Leslie Snope. The list just goes on and on. I don't think my suggestion made the cut. I submitted George because I thought it would be funny among all these puns. The deadline to vote is 8 o'clock tonight. They'll announce the winners in about a week when they have signs made of each of the new names for the snowplows. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby Dee was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A blast of spring today. Under mostly sunny skies, high temperatures soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, with a west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It will become cloudy tonight, with lows falling below freezing. And another mild day tomorrow, with highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll look back at the weekend headlines with our friend and contributor Matt Flynn, an attorney and two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. As we always do, we will wrap up the show today with this shouldn't be a thing. Today, Calvin found this one. Mm-hmm. It is the Cheetos Art Edition. Stay tuned for that. It's a good one. Also, right before we went to the news, we were talking about the Sycophant Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Republican lawmakers here in Wisconsin, I think, missing out on their opportunity to suck up to Donald Trump because someone's already suggested making his birthday a national holiday along with Flag Day. And I want to thank Todd from Oshkosh, who texted in and said, if the Sycophant Olympics is going to become a thing, I feel I need to let you know there's no N until the end of the word. You're absolutely right, Todd. I was saying it incorrectly. I was wrong.
I never know how to, because
it's sycophant.
I knew that the whole time. But here's the thing is sometimes people pronounce words differently. You know what I mean? Like they just pronounce words differently. So I just thought to myself, oh, that's how you pronounce it.
No, I was wrong.
Some people say espresso. Well,
that's true. But Todd also says, hey, I'm the guy who would tell a stranger if they have a booger hanging out of their nose. Nobody wants to be embarrassed. I appreciate that.
I do that. Same thing with the
that is a public service, Todd.
Open fly. If you have an open fly, I bring you like, your fly is open. And then I let you move along.
Exactly. Yep. So I appreciate the correction. Thank you very much. I'm really curious to hear how you feel about this. This is the issue of the ages because it just won't go away and we just can't make up our minds, apparently, about what to do about this. Anthony Robledo in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Daylight Saving 2025. When do we spring forward? It is March 9th.
Okay.
So on March 8th, which is a Saturday, before you go to bed, you turn your clock ahead 1 hour. We lose an hour of sleep. So it can be lighter later. Now, there are some who want that year-round, that we should have daylight saving time year-round and not switch back to standard time.
Which we're on right now.
We are on standard time now.
Okay.
Yes. And there are others who say we should just stay on standard time. Mm-hmm. Daylight savings time, saving time is dumb. So where do you come down on this? 855-752-4842. Daylight saving time. Yes, no. Do you not care? What do you think about it? People have very strong opinions about this. Len from Madison texting in. Daylight saving time is a capitalistic thing that makes workers start an hour earlier in the day so they have an hour more of daylight in the evening to spend their wages.
Don't know if that's
it's true. But good heavens, look at all the bars who want daylight saving time permanently.
Well, it's true by the fact that it's what's happening. It's not the reason why we have daylight savings time. It's just a matter that we have daylight savings time because of World War One, not farmers, but because of World War One, and because we have that extra time, they can indeed spend more of their money. I've never heard anyone dive into it's a capitalistic plot.
But that makes sense to me.
Of course it does. But
restaurants and bars and sports, they sport things, sport ball things. They want people out later to spend money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they could also, if they wanted, bars wanted, they could just talk to the Tavern League and have them stay open till 3 in the morning instead of 2 in the morning.
Brian from Milwaukee texting in, I think we should keep it in place. My sleep pattern is already messed up. What do you think? Daylight saving time.
Oh.
Keep it, toss it, leave it, whatever.
Excuse me. Robin Green Bay. I think we should spring forward and then just leave it at daylight savings time year round. Folks, that's what I would like. Now, I will say this. If they came up with a piece of legislation, which, by the way, there was a piece of legislation in the Senate, I think, 2 years ago.
I think you're right.
To get rid of it altogether.
Yes.
And it never went through the House. It just died in the House. If they voted to get rid of it, either way, I would be down with that. So if we voted to keep it standard time forever, fine, whatever. if we voted to keep it at daylight savings time forever, I'd be happy about that just because I enjoy summer sunsets a little bit later in the evening. It's totally selfish. There's no rhyme or reason, science behind it. I don't like 4:30 darkness.
But that's only in December.
I understand that, but I don't like it to begin with anyways. And this, if we're taking on this topic,
yes.
I get in my world, in Greg world, I get to have what I want. And
fair enough.
I know where you stand.
I think we should get rid of daylight saving time.
Yes.
And just keep standard time all the time.
Yeah.
Because if you will notice right now during standard time, it's already getting lighter later. It's getting lighter later naturally.
I don't need the tone on the information, my friend. I understand it gets lighter later. And tonight, I believe the sunset's probably going to be somewhere around 6 o'clock. I absolutely love that.
Isn't that great?
I want to look that up because my little app says all the things. Of course, it's, the sunset goes down at 5:35. That's sunset, which means you get probably another half an hour of light, dusk. I like it.
It's even lighter in the morning, though.
Which I like as well. Because for me, driving here in the absolute darkness is tiresome.
855-752-4842. And it's daylight saving, not savings. It's daylight saving time.
Well, think of all the light you save.
But it's saving, not savings.
Did I get?
No, not yet.
Correct.
That's why I'm telling you. Lori from Shawano says, "I wish we wouldn't change time at all. I don't care what we stay on, as long as it stays the same year round." And there are a lot of people, Lori, who I think agree with you.
And if I don't get my way of having daylight saving time, the permanent, fine. Let's just stop doing it altogether. I love Tom and Jackson. I agree with Greg. Let people enjoy more light.
Todd from De Pere listening on WGBW. Are people not allowed to spend money after dark?
Sorry, folks. Store's closed. The sun's down.
It's dark. You can't spend any more money. That's funny.
Well, in downtown Racine, maybe. I don't know. They close at 5.
listener.
There it is.
WAUK, we need and want daylight saving time to be permanent. Len from Madison, daylight saving time is another numbers racket with the clock and the sun. Well, and as a woman that I used to work with always described it, you have a blanket. You're cutting off the bottom third of the blanket, and then you're sewing it on to the top of the blanket. I mean, the hours in the day do not change.
No, of course they don't change.
This is a false manipulation.
But first of all, I'm very interested now in because Len, daylight savings time is just a numbers racket with the clock and the sun. That's a whole other way of looking at it. Like, he was like, hey, man, daylight savings, it's a scam. It's another way the man get in your pocket, baby.
855-752-4842. John in Huberta says, I mean, Arizona does not have daylight saving time. I think it benefits them because of the heat.
Some places do not observe it, and that's very weird.
Isn't it Indiana and Arizona?
I feel like Indiana adopted it in the past few years.
To take it on.
So, like, if Arizona doesn't, it makes it arbitrary. But first of all, time's a construct. Let's just get on that.
Anyway, yes.
We all learned that in 2020. Time is a construct. But if Arizona doesn't have to do it at all, then why should any of us do it to begin with? Regardless of the savings time, the saving time or standard time. If one doesn't do it, then why do any of us do it?
That's a really good point. If every state, can you imagine if every state had a different way they're following the clock?
Could you imagine if it was like an hour difference or a half an hour difference between here and Illinois and you were always late for work?
What if we were surrounded like we are right now? Surrounded by states who have medical marijuana and we're the only ones who don't, and we're the only ones who have daylight saving time and the rest of them don't.
We wouldn't be able to at least giggle at it.
Should we keep daylight saving time? Should it be permanent? Should we not do the switch back and forth? Is it good just the way it is? Scott from Madison, listening on WMDX. If you keep standard time, does Santa come at 4:30 in the morning? Santa's going to come when Santa's
going to
come.
Yeah, we don't tell Santa when to make his deliveries.
I would never mess with the big guy and his timeline.
If he wants to show up at 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm happy to get a knock on the door. Thank you very much.
But I have, and I don't have it at my fingertips, but this was tried permanent daylight saving time was tried.
In America?
In America, I believe, in the late 60s, early 70s. And people didn't like it. They were not all about keeping permanent daylight saving time, because then it was even darker in the morning.
So here we go. First of all, if daylight saving time is made permanent, that just makes it standard time. But it was tried in the 70s. In 1973, Congress passed the Emergency Daylight Savings Time Energy Conservation Act. Wow, that's a lot of words. Nope, doesn't even make a cool acronym. To make daylight savings time permanent for 2 years. So what we're going to be springing forward was that was permanent for 2 years. The law was intended to help U.S. save energy during the oil crisis. Which it didn't.
And that's not why
Mr. Global can answer that question.
That would be interesting.
The law went into effect in 1974. They ended the experiment. Oh, it lasted 10 months.
Yeah, not even a full year. People didn't like it.
The law was super unpopular with the public, especially because of late sunrises in the winter. The public's dislike of the law led to Congress to reverse course. Oh, that's the other thing, too, is we could do one way, do the other way. Try it. Apparently, we can go back because time is nothingness.
855-752-4842.
What are we doing here?
I know, the big issue of the day. The last half hour of the show, we do like to try and lighten things up.
Oh, absolutely. Up. This is fun.
So Todd will be back after the noon news. I'm seeing some snarky things on the text line. This is the most important. No, we know it's not the most important thing to talk about. But again, for the last half hour of the show, we like to be a little audio sorbet-like.
Yeah.
Texter on WAUK, I agree with Lori and Jane. No change. We should keep standard time. Ronnie from Horicon listening on WAUK. There's always an increase in heart attacks the Monday after each time change.
Oh, God. Now I'm nervous. I mean, it seems like I don't see anyone, maybe I missed it, but Len says daylight saving time enforces societal flexibility, which it often lacks. Okay, Len is coming with some real deep concepts here. I'm going to just, Len, you're way smarter than me. I don't see a lot of people saying, let's stay where we're at, though. It's
that we should keep the switch.
One or the other, but get rid of it, like to get rid of the switch.
And that was when we still had a dog.
Yeah.
That's the thing that drove me the craziest.
Yeah.
Was feeding time. Dog doesn't know that it's an hour later.
It's true.
So we would have a stare down for an hour. It's like, Barkley, it's not time yet. Well, of course, according to him, it is.
Yeah. That cute little paw didn't have a watch.
He did not have a watch. Gail from Eau Claire, real quickly, Gail, we're just about out of time. What did you want to say about this critically important issue?
Donuts used to be a radio announcer here in Eau Claire, and he used to say, let's split the difference and make it a half hour.
There you go.
I love that idea.
Yeah. Meet in the middle.
Meet in the middle. That works for me.
I love it.
That's great, Gail. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for checking in on the issue of our time.
It really is one of the most important issues ever, Jane.
But people have a lot of opinions about it.
They really do. And also for those who want us to cover the hard-hitting stuff, don't worry. We'll get back there tomorrow. We always do.
We start out with, newsier things in the first hour, and then we try to lighten it up.
Welcome to the newsier block.
We are going to wrap things up when we return with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, Calvin discovered this one. It is the Cheetosard edition. Don't miss it. That's on the way. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Dane County Humane Society is your local independent donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and comfort to thousands of animals each year. To support animals' need at DCHS, visit giveshelter.org/donate.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, our resident young person, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. The number to join us, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here. Ooh. There are a lot of things going on to talk about with Dr. Lyerly, including some new numbers, maternal death numbers in states that have completely banned abortion with no exceptions for rape or incest or the life of the mother. And I don't think it's a big surprise. More women are dying because of this. So we're going to talk to Dr. Lyerly about that. By the way, one of our Supreme Court candidates is all about Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, which also does not include exceptions for rape, incest or the life of the mother. We'll be talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly about that tomorrow after the 11 o'clock news. And if you can, set a date to join us Wednesday at 10:33. Will Westmoreland is going to be joining us. Mm-hmm. I stumbled across him on TikTok.
Yeah.
And he is a farmer in southwestern Missouri. Been doing this for a long time. He has some really, really interesting insights about the struggles going on in rural Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a really interesting discussion. I hope you can join us. That's going to be Wednesday coming up at 10:33. Will Westmoreland will be joining us. Should be really, really interesting. Right now, though, Calvin, it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. We prefer to stay away from politics for this segment. Otherwise, that would be the political edition of Tisbat every single day.
Absolutely.
So, yes, we do look for other things that should not be. Today, this one was found by our very own resident young person, Calvin. This is from polygon.com. Calvin, is this a publication you read with regularity?
To be honest with you, I saw the story on Facebook from some AI crap thing, and then I looked it up, and Polygon is a source I trust for video game news.
Cool.
So that's why I chose this one as our citation.
Not that we Trust me. Well, for this segment, we'll take stories from anybody.
Our citation. That's the fanciest this segment's ever been referred to. Where's your footnote, Jane?
Calvin's got the he's got it. This is from Polygon.com. Nicole Carpenter with the byline. The headline reads: how much would you spend on Cheeto Zard, the Pokemon shaped Cheeto? A Pokemon-shaped Flamin' Hot Cheeto is on auction as part of pop-up culture things. If you are interested, you have just over 9 days to place your bid. The auction began February 10th at $250.
Jeez.
The price has risen until it passed $1,000 last Thursday.
So do you just get the card, right?
Gavin, are you sure? Do you know how this works?
Or do you get the actual Cheeto
Zard?
Yeah. So my understanding is that little card picture featured in the article is the box that it's in.
Oh, so it's actually boxed.
So it's like displayed for you. So yes,
First of all, it's not
like an NFT.
Not at all. It's like, I mean, so folks who don't understand what we're talking about, ask your grandkids. They're playing cards, like baseball cards. That's what Pokemon cards are. So you don't get a Pokemon card with the Cheeto Zard on there. You get the box that has the Cheeto Zard graphic that tells the story.
The actual Cheeto Zard.
The actual Cheeto Zard. Oh, my gosh. This is...
That's what makes it worth so much money, Greg.
Thank you, Jay.
Up to $1,000 right now. So far, 11 people have bid on what could be the rarest and weirdest piece of Charizard memorabilia. The 3-inch Cheeto is said to have been discovered and preserved between 2018 and 2022 by Georgia-based collectible store First and Goal Collectibles. They say they acquired the Cheeto Zard 5 years ago and forgot about it.
What?
After abandoning it in a safe. Previously, it lived in a plastic box before it was moved into its roomier space with a custom Pokemon card framing. Originally, they were looking for a company to encapsulate it. One company declined. This could be yours.
This has gone too far, man.
This could be yours. Don't let it go away for just $1,000.
Hey, folks, you got to catch it.
Let's not forget, in 2021... a chicken nugget sold for $99,997 on eBay. It was an Among Us character-shaped McDonald's chicken nugget. Eventually sold for $99,000.
Hey, man, I grew up in the 80s where everything looked like Jesus' face, whether it was toast or a tomato. So this is nothing different to me.
Don't wait too long. It's up to $1,000.
Just the rarest. No, the weirdest. We're just going to stick with the weirdest.
This Cheeto Zard could be yours. And that wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up next, we have news on the way, followed by Todd Alba, who is back from the Berkey.
Oh, yeah.
He was up there over the weekend. Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4. Dom Salvia, 4 to 6. Pete Schwabba with Nightlight, 6 to 8. Pat Kreitlow is off.
Dan Schaefer
will be sitting in tomorrow from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Earl Ingram Jr. right before us from 8 until 10 o'clock. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. 3 years after Russia invaded Ukraine, the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution called Advancing a Comprehensive, Just, and Lasting Peace in Ukraine. It comes as Ukraine is facing new pressure from President Trump. ABC's Ian Pannell has more.
The president falsely blaming Ukraine for Russia's ongoing assault, and now demanding Zelensky sign a deal to pay the U.S. $500 billion. Zelensky pushing back, saying Ukraine received $100 billion in aid and noting that the money was given as a grant approved by Congress.
President Trump today hosting French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House. Earlier, both leaders took part in a G7 phone call on Ukraine. Pope Francis remains in critical condition at a Rome hospital fighting double pneumonia. And word today, Grammy-winning singer Roberta Flack has died. Best known for her 70s hit, including Killing Me Softly with his song, Flack announced in 2022 she was battling ALS. This is ABC News.